Our topic for today is beef with the Arizona Farm Bureau, and we've got a cattle rancher in studio with us. Haley, I think you're the first one from Apache County.
Either
farming or ranching.
Like the Romero family does, I want to try to get all over the state of Arizona.
Well, it's a long drive to the studio, so we appreciate you making the effort and joining us here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and I think that might be the farthest, we'll have to do the maps, but I think you're probably...
It could be the furthest.
Yeah, Yuma.
Do I get an award
I
of some kind?
You do, I promise. I'll take you out to dinner if you want to go.
There you go. Julie, I'll let you continue the conversation. We're talking during the break. You had a few questions that you wanted to ask that you know the back history of, so I'll let you
Kind of offline, we've talked. I'm very curious about your science background, your master's in environmental science. You've had some interesting conversations with people over the years since then, and one of them happened to be an animal activist. And what did they say to you, and how did you answer it?
Yeah, so she was at an event. We were with the Farm Bureau on the Capitol, and the Humane Society was also on the Capitol on that day. And so she had come to talk to us, and she at the end approached me and said, I eat meat. I have nothing against meat. But what I don't understand is that 4-H. And she said, you let those kids name that animal, work with that animal, and then you let them sell them. And those kids are crying and bawling because their friend's going down the road. And she said, I don't understand that. And at the time, I didn't have time to respond. And so that question has just been on my mind. And in fact, a second person asked me that. And when he asked me, I said, I have been wanting to write just an open letter to the Humane Society activists to try to explain how these two polarizing ideas can sit in my mind just fine. And I guess I want to... First, I would like to address the crying. So my kids, we have 3 steers this year and 1 lamb. 4 of my kids are going to do a 4-H project. And they are out there every night and they are training those. And my oldest daughter came in and said, oh my gosh, Mom, I love this steer. I love him more than Maui. That was last year. I love him more than Boris. That was the year before. And she said, I love him so much. And I know that in a few months, there will be tears again. And never fails. We come home from the fair. We've had a great week. The girls go out to the barn to do, we still have a milk cow and we have chores to do out there, and they come back in tears, and I just know it's going to come because they don't really realize they're gone until they go out there.
Right.
And they come back in tears, and I guess what I want to explain to that lady is that I would worry if there wasn't tears. That's what I love, is that they respect that animal and they love that animal and they watch it go down the road, and of course they should be sad.
Right.
But yet we have a utilitarian worldview where those animals were built to feed people, and that we feel that we are doing a great service as beef producers, that we are part of the 2% of our nation that feed the other 98%, and we feel a pride in that. But I would especially be sad if there wasn't tears at the end of that.
I even cried over my swine project, 4-H project. Yes. I mean, that's pig. And
you can love a pig.
You can love a pig. And sometimes we don't get as much sympathy as you do with the lambs and the beef. But it's true. You really get attached to your animals. And
yes.
I love your point that you'd be concerned if your kids didn't have.
And I think those two ideas can be at peace with each other.
Right.
That we can love an animal and we can eat it and we can be sad to see it go.
Right.
Even though...
And because of the humane practices, which you're certainly epitomizing with that GAP 4 program or certification program with your beef, it's very important to take care of your animals, and our ranchers and farmers here in Arizona get that.
Yes, and our family, we went in partnership with just a friend that was a butcher by trade, and we supplied a cooler box. And so now for our own family, we do our own beef. And my kids, they beg to even be let out of school and when we butcher day. And we all package the meat, we do it all, and I want them a part of the process the whole way through.
Now, I also have to clarify something here, because Haley, your kids, you have 5.
Yes.
They're all girls.
Yes.
Okay, now, I have 3 girls.
Oh, good.
But I also have a son.
Uh-huh.
And the experience for a boy when it's harvest time is totally different. When the butcher shows up, that's for me, he's like favorite time. He's out there. He's got, he's ready to go. He's observing. He wants to help. It's a completely different experience.
Yes. Yes. Well, you need to bring him next time because Milo needs that. And he loves to get, maybe this is too much information. You can cut it out if you want. But we do a science lesson too. And he gets the air compressor. This is the girl's favorite, and puts it in the esophagus and blows up the lungs so the girls can see all of that. And he talks about, anyway, so.
And here's where Menudo comes from.
Exactly. Knows all the parts. They really understand the animal. Okay, so on the lighter side.
Knowing the parts, that's one of their favorite things is the meat selection, you know, where you're trying to decide how much ground beef do you want or what are your rib cuts? How are you going to cut up your brisket? And, you know, you always got to have the tri-tip, and not everyone knows how to cut the tri-tip out the true way. So it's that's all the kids really enjoy that part is because they all have their favorite meals that we make that they like. And no, we need more. We need less. We need more ribs this time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And on the lighter side, what's your favorite cut, Haley? Because 3 ounce serving of lean beef is an excellent source of protein, as they always say in the beef industry.
Oh, I'm a sucker for steak.
Oh, so am I.
Sirloin steak.
Yep.
Can't get better than that.
Better than that.
All right, wonderful. Sirloin steak. That is a hard one to beat. We've got more with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Rosie on the house.